This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Bonjour, mes amis. This is your boy Sam. Don't be fooled by the fantastic French accent. I did grow up in Canada, you know. Actually, my French is horrendous. I'm embarrassed to even admit that I'm Canadian when I'm here in France, for fear of giving my fellow Canadians a bad name. I know most of us speak it better than I. But I grew up in the West originally, and it wasn't pushed that much over in Edmonton, Alberta. It wasn't until I moved to Ottawa that I got a big helping of French in my face and realized I was horribly lacking as a Canadian. And I'm usually able to forget about it, but here in France I get reminded pretty consistently. It's coming back, though. It's coming back. It usually gets pretty good right as I'm leaving. But enough about me. You're not here to hear about my travels, are you? You're here to hear about the Toronto Raptors, because this is the Raptors Abroad podcast. And as I said, I'm abroad. I'm in Paris, France, but I'm still representing. In fact, I got a bunch of stuff to do, but I'm just so down with my T-Raps. I got to get this stuff out, and it makes it a little bit easier because it's a rainy day, so I'm not really that keen to go out touristing. So, where are we at? Well, for me, it is April 2nd, 2015, which means that last night, April 1st, the Toronto Raptors took on Andrew Wiggins and the Minnesota Timberwolves for Game 75 of the Toronto Raptors 2014-2015 NBA season. Raptors coming off a couple of W's and a fairly impressive one last game against the Houston Rockets, one in which Mr. DeMar DeRozan nailed a career-high 42 points, including a big mid-range J in the final seconds to give the Raptors the distance they needed to win that one. Great ball game. And a little shout out to James Harden, the beard. I'd just like to say thank you for not dropping 51 points on us like you did last night against the Sacramento Kings. So Harden just waited one game before that explosion. I believe that's a career high for him. So once again, James, appreciate that. Feel free to never bring that to the ACC. Thank you very much. All right, so on the Raptors side, injury report, we still got the general out, Mr. Kyle Lowry, with the back issues. He's having spasms, he's got a contusion. I'm not sure what's going down, but dude can't roll right now. He can't go. But that's all right. That's all right. We're headed to the playoffs. There is no point in pushing this one any further. We want Kyle back for the playoffs. So get your rest, homie. Hope you're chilling out there sipping pina coladas or whatever it is you do to get better. Just get your mind right. All right, so as I mentioned, Andrew Wiggins in this ballgame, but also worth mentioning, the 2014 number one overall pick, Mr. Anthony Bennett. And I'd love to see AB get going, man. I'm sure every Canadian basketball fan wants to see AB, because we know you got the stuff, AB. He's got flashes of it. He's got this. He's got an interesting game. He's got the monster inside dunks. I mean, he can finish like a beast. He's almost like a mini Shaq. And then he's got this like 20-foot sort of jump shot, really. It's not even a set shot. He's got a 20-foot flat-footed jump shot that's pretty consistent. And I like that, but I'd like to add some more. I'd like AB to start adding some more stuff to the repertoire, because it's kind of a weird combination. The dude's still got skills. And so I believe this is the first time that as pros, they're both in the ballgame. AB hasn't been able to go, I think, the last time the Timberwolves played the Raptors. So nice little side note, you know, as a Raptors Abroad podcaster, someone who's super down with my T-Raps, of course I'm down with Canadian basketball, and I like to see both of those guys go. Unfortunately, for my basketball viewing, probably good news for the Raptors, but no Ricky Rubio. Poor guy, man. He's always out with something. And I just love watching him play when he's healthy, but no Ricky Rubio in this ballgame. Alright, so this one's set up. Let's get into it. Toronto Raptors at 44-30 taking on the 16-58 Minnesota Timberwolves. First quarter, we go. Decent start for the Wolves. They actually start up with a little 7-1 run. Looking like they're a bit hot to get going. The Raptors are not shooting it so well, not working it around so well. So who are you going to call when you're struggling to score You say it with me, folks. The Amir Johnson three ball. That's right, folks. 10-15 mark. Amir draining a three. And then a minute and 5 seconds later, the threat of Amir from deep in the heads of the Wolves defenders. He fakes a three from straight away. They rush at him, and he tosses in a little lob pass to our boy Jonas Valanciunas, who goes up for the throwdown. Raptors down 1-7-6. 8:36 mark, Andrew Wiggins showing up in this Raptors Abroad podcast with a nice throwdown on the fast break after DeMar turned it over. But DeMar needed just 18 seconds to get a little payback. He answers the Wiggins throwdown with a pretty sweet reverse layup. A little bit of a circus shot to finish it off. 7:41 mark, DeMar DeRozan hitting his favorite target of late, Jonas Valanciunas, underneath with the bounce pass. JV goes up for the layup. 6:47 mark, Amir Johnson still playing well. Dude had a great ball game. He's not going to show up that much in the stat sheet, but he really came to play. 6:47 mark, Amir Johnson, after putting up his second three of the game and missing, able to quickly move his feet and get back off the long rebound and draw a charge on Zach LaVine, who was trying to push it in transition. Quick feet from the big man there to get in front. Nice work, Amir. All right, 5:52 mark. You get ready to hear a little bit about your boy Grevis Vasquez. He's going to be making several appearances in this Raptors Abroad podcast. 5:52 mark, catch and shoot three ball from the right wing. No hesitation from Grevis. 5:08 mark then, T. Ross following Grevis's example. He drains a catch and shoot three ball from the right corner. And then at the 4:35 mark, guess who? Amir Johnson. He gets in on the act with a left wing catch and shoot three ball, his second of the game. With that, score is tied at 20. And why was it tied at 20? Because all that time, Justin Hamilton. That's right, you haven't heard much of him. Dude's actually got a decent amount of touch around the in the painted area. And he was getting some pretty decent feeds from his teammates. He scored 4 baskets in a row for the T-Wolves. So the Raptors counter with a nice little high-low feed from Lou Williams to Tyler Hansbrough. He gets the and-one layup. And then Hansbrough, man, I'll tell you, this dude was working the glass today. He gets the and-one layup, but he misses the free throw, yet he's able to get the rebound off his own missed free throw. That is just pure tenacity. That is hard to get. And off of that, Terrence Ross benefits, hitting a little baseline jumper for the Raptors on the possession. That gave them their very first lead of the ballgame, 24-22, with 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 2:27 mark, Terrence Ross moving back door. He's been making use of those baseline cuts the last couple of games. Tupat spots him, puts the pass on the money, and Terrence Ross catches it, shows off a little bit, former slam dunk champ, with a little 180 reverse throwdown. Nice work by the boss. And then Hansbrough, as I said, working the glass, 3 possessions in a row. He takes away what looked like sure offensive rebounds from the Wolves. So right there, he's saving about 6 points. All right, the first time he did it, Raptors unable to score. The second time, though, DeMar DeRozan gets a transition layup. And the third time in a row that he secures a rebound for the Raptors, Lou Williams draining a three ball from the left wing. Great work from Hansbrough. He had 6 rebounds in about 4 minutes of play at that time. But Justin Hamilton couldn't keep him down in that first quarter. He answers that with his 5th bucket of the game. And then Lou Williams, who was trying to work for the final shot, turns it over, and Hamilton on the break winds up getting a couple of free throws. He only split the pair, but that put the score at 31-27. So the Raptors a couple of times looking like they were going to pull away. But Hamilton keeping them in it, just a 4-point ball game after 1. Woo! All right, second quarter. Grevis Vasquez absolutely owning this first couple of minutes. Check it out. 11:41, three ball on another catch and shoot. 10:30 mark, his 3rd catch and shoot three ball of the game. Nothing but the bottom of the net. And then Vasquez got them running at him from deep. he does a little hesitation dribble. This is just 27 seconds after that after that three ball. He goes to the little hesitation dribble from three, takes it into the paint, little bit of a back down, spin and scoop shot, and with that make the Raptors' double-digit lead 39-29. Greves really providing the fuel for that separation. 9:40 mark then, Lou Williams also had a very nice ball game. He comes up with a steal. Raptors share the rock, working it all the way around the horn. It winds up in Lou's hands, the guy who started the play in the first place, and he drains a left wing three ball. Raptors were absolutely hot from deep. And then it's a little bit of JJ time. James Johnson had a couple of gorgeous stretches in this ball game. 8:39 mark, James drains a 17-footer with a hand in his face. Needed to put it up to beat the shot clock, which he did. 27 seconds later, at the 8:12 mark, he's fouled on the transition drive, splits a pair of free throws. Raptors up at that point, 45-29. That was an 11-0 run. 1 minute and 2 seconds later, James Johnson still representing in the right corner, this time from deep. 48-31 Raptors, and this one's starting to get ugly. 5:55 mark then, JJ hasn't had one of these for a little while, but as diehard Raptor fans will know, this is his specialty. He blocks Chase Buttinger, who's not a short man, he's a tall guy with ups. He blocks him shooting a three ball. And I'll tell you, if you're an NBA player, that's just got to be shocking. I remember one time I had my three ball blocked 2 times in a row by a guy who was a little bit taller than me, but it just shocked me. Because usually when you're a decent three ball shooter, you know when you can get it off or not. So I'm sure it was a little bit more shocking for Chase, but I mean, I still remember the guy because it's so rare that it would happen. And I'm not a tall dude, but it's super impressive when you can block someone who's taking a deep set shot. They're usually pretty confident that they got the space. So JJ with that block, but the celebration was short-lived because on the possession, which the Timberwolves retained, Anthony Bennett off a good feed from Andrew Wiggins. And I've been dying to mention these guys, so nice that they gave me a highlight to talk about. Wiggins dropped a sweet dime to AB. He went up with the monster two-handed Shaq dunk. Man, that's gonna be scary if you're a rim and you see AB coming at you. He's got some anger issues when he gets up there. 2 minutes and 50 seconds later, at the 3:05 mark, then AB yet again. This time he takes out Vasquez with a fairly aggressive pick, then turns and rolls hard to the basket. Zach LaVine drops a nice bounce pass to him, and just a carbon copy of the previous play, AB with two hands murdering that rim. Looking scary. And with that, folks, the Raptors only up 11, 52-41. They were, for a moment, up 19, so a little 10-2 run response there by the Wolves to keep themselves in this ballgame. 2:21 mark, Wiggins with a very impressive miss here. That's right, he had a good game. There's other stuff I could talk about, but you gotta check this one out if they show the replay. I don't know if they're gonna put this in the highlight packages, but he pretty much blows by DeMar off the first step from the high right wing. Then he gets to the rim and he tries to hammer one down on JV. Luckily for JV, I think Andrew got fouled a bit from behind as well as from the front, so he wasn't able to complete it. But dude had almost his armpit up at the rim. He was looking down at it, ready to murder that one. It's an impressive miss. He actually went 1-for-2 from the free throw line there, so it was actually a really good foul, but pretty cool to watch. And DeMar, by the way, gets a little payback for that blow, for getting blown by very quickly, very next possession. The Toronto Raptors with excellent ball movement. DeMar DeRozan, the final recipient, and he goes to the catch-and-shoot three ball to beat the shot clock from the left wing. Huge play, and then I don't know what it was, but Flip Saunders was super worked up, and on the way down the floor, he gets a technical foul. DeMar steps up to the line, makes that free throw. Raptors up 14, 56-42. Wiggins, though, he was set off, being pretty aggressive, and he gets a huge step, goes to the spin move to get himself a couple of free throws in the paint. They're definitely showing some potential there, but the Raptors able to get a couple of scores out of Amir, and they hold on to the 14-point lead, 60-46. At the half. Man, I've done a lot of talking to just be at halftime. A lot went down. The Raptors, by the way, shoot 60% in the half. Blistering, especially from deep. All right, so let's get into it then. Third quarter, 11:43 mark. In fact, the first 3.5 minutes was just JV time. All right, 17 seconds in, Jonas with a silky smooth spin move. Nice little baby jumper. But a minute later, Jonas showing up, this time coming right to left with the sweeping lefty hook on the move. Showing a little touch by the big man. Wiggins, though, with the answers. Nice little silky smooth mid-range J. He's got that going on, folks. I'll tell you, in a few years, man, that mid-range jumper is just going to be unstoppable. This guy's going to be like DeMar DeRozan with some Rip Hamilton in him and a little bit of Allen Iverson. Dude's got game, man. Love Wiggins. Love to watch Wiggins. All right, so just a minute later, though, after that beautiful JV sweeping hook, Jonas in the paint, it collapses on him, and for the second straight game, finds Terrence Ross with a tough cross-court pass. Terrence, though, he knew it was coming, catches that one, rises up, buries the left wing three ball. And then 16 seconds later, Jonas Valanciunas on the defense, blocking Zach LaVine. Raptors go the other way, and again, T. Ross, the beneficiary, hits a little mid-range jumper. That gives the Raptors their largest lead of the game, 71-50. And guess what, folks? I said that the Raptors were shooting 60% at half. Well, 3 minutes into the third, and their shooting percentage has actually gone up, 61.5%, and it got better. Jonas Valanciunas continues to roll. He adds a couple more buckets to make the Raptors 7-for-7 in the quarter, lead balloons to 25, 75-50 with 20 minutes of game clock remaining. The lead eventually grows to 27, but the Wolves get some decent play. Andrew Wiggins gets a couple of scores, and then a late burst from Chase Buttinger and Zach LaVine, and they're able to cut 10 off of that lead going into the fourth. So after being up 27, the Raptors only up 17. 86-69. So that feels a little bit safe, but your T-Raps have blown bigger leads than this in the past, in much bigger games than this, so don't want to take anything for granted, and didn't really have to worry for long. Just 37 seconds in, Grevis Vasquez reminding everyone that he has been on fire this entire game. He drains a three ball, that restores a 20-point lead, and your boy Sam can breathe easy. And then just to make sure of things, James Johnson takes over for basically the rest of the quarter. He gets a sweet lefty layup, and this is all in a row. Sweet lefty layup tip-in, a transition coast-to-coast layup, and then a transition coast-to-coast two-handed throwdown. That's right, JJ was just having fun out there. And then he shared. He decided to share the fun. 4:45 mark, tosses a gorgeous alley-oop pass to T. Ross. And of course, the boss brought the sauce on that one, hammers that one down to put the exclamation point on this one. Raptors up 30, 110-80. And I'm not done with the highlights. I'm going to give you one more, folks, because if you're listening to this podcast, and if you're still listening right now, you're a Raptor freak. You're a Raptor fan, and you want to hear any times that this happens. And what this is at the 131 mark, Landry Fields hitting our boy Bruno Caboclo. That's right, folks. Bruno ahead of the pack, and it's not that exciting. He went in for the layup, but you know, fellow Raptor freaks, anytime Bruno puts one through that rim, you want to hear about it. So Bruno getting one in garbage time there. Attaboy. The Wolves, to their credit, they were able to actually pour it on a little bit in garbage time, and from being down 30 in the fourth, they actually trimmed this one down to only lose this one by 14. Final score in this one, 113-99. Yeah, a little barrage of threes there at the end. Raptors actually, sorry, led this one by as much as 31. So able to trim 17 off of a lead. That's pretty darn impressive. But it was too little, too late. Your T-Raps come away with the W in this one. So let's check out this box score. And you know what? It's kind of a weird box score. Very balanced attack from both teams. I mean, they got 25 from Wiggins, 22 from Zach LaVine. And guess what? As a team, the Timberwolves shot 53.2%. Not bad. Not bad at all. In fact, the Raptors only shot one field goal better than them in one fewer attempt. They were 42 of 76 to the Timberwolves 41 of 77. Raptors cooled off to 55.3%. The big difference in this one was the three-point shooting. Timberwolves, 5 of 14, 35%. The Raptors, percentage not that much better, but they just took a lot more. They were 13 of 30, 43.3%. And that's really your difference. I mean, assists are similar. Raptors 25 to the Timberwolves 21. Raptors 8 steals to the Wolves 7. Wolves had 5 blocks to our 3. And the rebounds, Raptors only won it by 2. I mean, it's pretty darn close. It doesn't seem, but I'm looking at this box score, that one team would be dusting the other one by 31 at some point. Or even winning by 14, but that's what it is. So, onto the Raptor individual efforts. I mean, there's a lot to talk about here. I could just be going on. We had 7 different players in double figures. No one broke 20. Lou Williams led the way with 18. DeMar had 17. I'm going to give it up for Jonas Valanciunas, 7 of 9 from the field. He played really well. But for me, I think the game ball goes to Grefis Vasquez. In fact, I'm going to ask Grefis to share it with Tyler Hansbrough. Because Hansbrough, he had 10 points and 11 rebounds. 29 minutes, so double-double for him. Vasquez was 5 of 6 from the field. Came up with some timely 3 balls, 4 of 5 from deep. And I think that those were really the difference, along with those Hansbrough hustle plays to take a few opportunities away from the T-Wolves and give the Raptors some easy scores. And T-Ross, by the way, 6 of 11. He came up with some big buckets when we needed them as well. So shout out to the T-Raps. Nice W there. And so on to the standings, by the way. Got some good news for you, folks. The Milwaukee Bucks able to take care of the Chicago Bulls last night. So they come up with the loss. And that means that the Raptors and the Chicago Bulls are all squared up. Both with a record of 45 and 30. So technically, because the Bulls swept the season series, they own the tiebreak. But as of now, when I go to ESPN.com, which by the way got a facelift, ESPN.com is looking gorgeous now. Usually I'm a little hesitant when there's changes to websites I go to on the regular, but wow, ESPN is looking sweet. Go and check that one out. I use these guys a lot, and it is looking good. So on their site, the Raptors are listed at number 3, and that is what I'm going to choose to read right now. So well done, Milwaukee Bucks. Thanks for hooking us up there. Your T-Raps taking care of business. All right, so that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. Next one, I believe, is tomorrow. I think we're taking on the Nets. That'll be Friday, which means that I will be checking you all on Saturday. All right, thanks for sticking with your boy. This one's coming out on time, so I don't even know what I'm apologizing for. I guess for the previous ones being late, but I'm representing. I'm still here, and I'm on the road. I could be in the streets of Montmartre right now, or at the Pompidou Center, chomping on a croissant instead of chomping on one in my hotel room. But I digress. I got big love for you and my T-Raps. Thanks for checking this podcast out, and I will see you all on Saturday. Peace.